Hello.
Hi, it's me, Stephanie. Welcome to the InvestaVision podcast second series. It's all about exploring transitions in life, in careers, in expertise, and our creative spirits. It's all about taking a vision and making it a reality, making it happen through investing time, energy, creativity, money, and curiosity. Let's share our journeys. Let's get going. Transition. Transitioning is a normal part of life's experiences, and like change, a constant we all face. Whether or not it is a conscious effort, transitioning reflects one's experiences, what works, what doesn't, learning from what doesn't, and relishing from what does. My first vision or goal came about from the good fortune I had to study abroad and travel as a student and loving it. I also knew that I enjoyed earning money mostly through odd jobs, while in college like waitressing, and then in international trade offices, as I found it rewarding servicing people and working towards an international career. It took time, and after earning a master's in business administration and experimenting in foreign exchange trading, I eventually landed the perfect job servicing institutional equity investors on foreign non-U.S. equity markets. And this was when the strategy was still in its infancy, organizing travel programs all first class and getting paid to see the world, visiting companies, meeting politicians, and creating stories to share with clients. Creating stories with them and for them to share with their clients. Everyone benefited. Win-win. Getting paid to play. What was a great vision had become a great reality. Why transition now into something new? Well, times change. The internet, competition, financial markets regulation, cost consciousness, age. InvestaVision Series 1 explored different visions and transitions with different experts. When transitioning later in life, the expression and vision of passive income comes to mind. Passive income is income generated, for example, from the returns on investments in stocks and bonds, in real estate, and or from royalty payments generated from original music, film, theater, or book writing and performing. Series 1, Episode 2 with Katerina Apostolova focused on FIRE, F-I-R-E, or financial independence, retire early. It is all about creating passive income. In transitioning from my career as a financial advisor and certainly not ready to retire, I had to find a new occupation, mostly because it had always been important for me to keep earning and maintaining a fun lifestyle. In InvestaVision Series 1, Episode 5, I discussed the hustle and the positive spin. It was all about storytelling that characterized my career. These stories reflected unique experiences, adding value to investment ideas promoted by the banks I worked for and me. Upon retirement, my son comes up with the idea, because of my love of storytelling, especially to him as a child, why not publish that baby elephant bedtime story you told me when I was so little? It was a funny story. I remembered he laughed out loud, and it was a kind of joy that a mother and obviously her child never forgets. So I got to work. My new vision, publish a children's picture book story and spread the joy. Of course it will be successful, enough to earn passive income. It was a vision. So I thought for this podcast second series, I would share with you the makings of my picture book story and the parallel journeys of the baby elephant on his quest for a friend and playmate and my transition journey into classic storytelling and achieving a new source of income. Will it be a valuable step as part of the transitional learning experience, the makings of a successful new media enterprise, or simply a fun project? In any case, this is what my new vision is all about. So let me share with you how the story begins and see what comes to mind for your own personal InvestaVision journey. Steph finds a friend. by Stephanie Haight. This is how it starts. Once upon a time in the grasslands on the edge of the jungle, there was a quiet herd of elephants. This herd was different from most others because it only had one baby elephant, Steph. Steph is cute and fun. The adult elephants love him so. Steph plays all day running around and under the big guys. Swish go their tails. Swoosh go their trunks. He hides in their shadows. And when the big ones find Steph, they tickle him and make him laugh out loud. Ha, ha, ha. But all these games get old and boring. Steph sits on a little hill staring at the distant jungle forest, far away on the edge of the grasslands. He loves looking at the jungle and the sunset lighting up the sky. He wonders who and what could be hiding there. One day, Steph gets up his courage and goes to his mom and dad and asks if he's big enough to explore the tall grass. His parents aren't sure at first, but they decide that he can go as long as he stays nearby. Boy, is Steph excited. At the crack of dawn, Steph takes off in the tall grass towards the jungle. He is one happy little elephant that day. Bouncing through the grass and chasing a butterfly up in the air, suddenly he trips, flies through the air, and tumbles to the ground. Whomp! He shakes his head, opens his eyes wide, and sees something quite exciting, a gray squiggly thing. Wow, it's a baby elephant trunk, just like mine. Steph separates the grass over the trunk and can't believe his eyes. He walks around the squiggly thing, the baby elephant trunk hiding in the tall grass. Whoa, where's the rest of you? Where's your head? Where's your body? He toots out loud. Surprised, the squiggly little thing hisses and sticks out his tongue. How weird. But Steph doesn't care. He has found a friend. Steph toots out, I'm Steph. What's your name? I'm Chris. Let's go, Chris. Let's go search for the rest of you. They start their exploration. Steph bounces through the grass so his mom can see him with Chris, the baby elephant trunk, swerving behind him. Steph and Chris start their journey, as do I. Steph the baby elephant goes out into the unfamiliar grasslands, exploring his new surroundings with the vision of discovery. Maybe he finds someone or something, but just the opportunity is fine with him. My journey was also exploring the unfamiliar world of publishing. I had long-term experience writing and publishing strategies and ideas for clients about market activity, but that was more a discipline rather than a commercial exercise. To help me discuss my journey, and this podcast is also part of it, I have invited the podcast producer and my good friend, Christina Spitzley, to discuss getting started. Christina is the founder of Cabirio Productions and has her own podcast, Zwischen Defekt und Exzellenz, Between Defective and Excellence. The link you can find in the show notes. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Stephanie. Thanks for inviting me. Let's talk about your journey and have fun, Stephanie. What is your first obvious parallel on this journey?
Well, the first obvious parallel is that Steph goes from having fun and joy with his herd, but discovers eventually he needs new excitement. Mm-hmm. I also had fun and joy and stress in my career, and maybe not like Steph, who moved on voluntarily. I had reached a point when it was necessary. Too many changes were making it difficult to achieve growing success in my profession. Steph could not wait and perhaps did not realize the risk he was taking going into the unknown. But isn't that how it should be? If we think too much, we won't get anything done, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you there, Stephanie. Please describe short your journeys.
Both of us had real goals, Steph wanted to find a playmate his age. I wanted to apply my creative talent and be successful enough to earn passive income by publishing a book, like my father, or a syndicated radio podcast program was always a dream.
Okay. What do you hope to achieve? How do you describe the return on your investment?
Yeah, with InvestaVision, we talk about investment and visions. And so the return that I have sort of calculated, perhaps, is much of it is meeting the challenge of different enterprises. Much of it is the exploration process of applying communication skills for different audiences through voice or writing. Should it still be financial experts that I approach, diversity of skilled experts, or kids and storytelling? Mm-hmm. Like Steph, I stumble and open my eyes to new possibilities. Simply telling and writing the story in English and again in German was the first stumbling block.
To write in German. But what do you mean?
Stumbling block. Well, it's hard to imagine, but put a story that you tell with all the emotions is challenging to put in writing. It's a complete different discipline. And then translating that story into a foreign language
okay.
makes it even more challenging, because a German might tell the story completely different than I do in English.
And that's other emotions for you in English or in German, I understand, right?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. And Stephanie, what does it take to make it happen? What you are investing? Time, money, or what?
Yeah, it's a combination. A lot of soft factors. I think InvestaVision is sort of designed more around the soft factors that go into investing rather than just money. But of course, to produce a book, you have to invest money. You have to pay
much money.
Yeah, you have to pay the people for their contributions. You have mm-hmm. to pay the printer, and it all has to be pretty well calculated. So it also takes time. It takes time to sort of figure it all out, which path you want to take, and it takes the energy, and then you hit setbacks, of course, and then you have to persevere and go into the unknown and still want to learn. So Steph mostly needed the courage to ask for permission to go out and explore. But it doesn't ever hurt to ask.
Mm-hmm, yeah. mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you won't
mm-hmm.
get a positive answer if you don't ask. You might get a negative answer, but
yeah, maybe.
But you won't get the positive unless you ask. And I was in the process of constantly redefining what I wanted to see as an end result.
Okay. And how will you measure your success? What kind of return do you want?
Well, I like to think of it the joy that
great.
the story brings, and the excitement of sharing that joy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I've been so used to earning money that's also been maybe too high a priority. It should maybe the joy should just be enough.
Okay.
But I'd like to also see that the book or the story is so popular that I can actually earn money on it too.
Okay. You told about the challenges. Is life-work balance an issue?
This is a famous issue that a lot of people consider when they're making their investment or making their transition into something new. Is it going to take too much out of my life, or be too stressful, or will it reintroduce a new kind of balance? So with Steph, the baby elephant, he was excited in his discovery and did not get frustrated from the disappointment of not finding the rest of Chris. For him, life was simply fun and the discovery process enhanced it. For me, the discovery has also been met with disappointments of not achieving what I imagined should happen, which is instant success, of course. But you learn to adjust expectations and persevere.
Mm-hmm. And are you having fun?
Well, today I'm having fun.
Oh, great. Me too.
The podcast is a real fun part of this effort because I went through all the work, I got the book published, I even sold a few to family and friends and through stores, but then it's kind of stopped. And it's hard to explain whether this is a seasonal factor, if it's the situation with book publishing that's normal. I don't know. It's all new to me. I cannot judge it. And so I sort of have to learn to think that it is normal, that I just persevere. It will be successful. It's just a matter of time. But that's also harder to do than to talk about.
I can't imagine.
Just want to turn on the rest of the world after turning on my my close family and friends.
Okay. Often when approaching startups, investors want to calculate scalability. Is this something you can imagine?
So here I'm stretching it by applying technical assessments for a company to my book. So scalability is a very popular expression used in the startup scene. And one can't imagine that Steph will want to find more friends as he grows up. He may take different kinds of adventures. For me, the story can be easily translated into almost all languages if someone likes the idea. Huge. It could also become a series, but then we have to circle back and what would it take to scale up?
Thank you, Stephanie, for that talk. You are so open about all your challenges and your emotions. Thank you so much, and I wish you all luck for the book, for your project, and hope we will see again. It was a pleasure for me.
Thank you, Christina. We will certainly see each other again. There are going to be more episodes. And I thank you. It's been a real pleasure. It's been fun.
Thank you. See you.
Bye-bye. Please stay tuned and visit www.invest-a-vision.com. And click on the podcast link to express your feedback and ideas or rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. In the show notes, you will also find links to Steph Finds a Friend in English and Steph findet einen Freund auf Deutsch. I look forward to your participation next time. And until then, auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye.